We have a special guest in our studio, Don Pavic with the Salvation Army, rejoining us. Don, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Hey, I got to tell you, thanks for the reminder. I was listening to you and Tim McNiff, and I heard my name, and I said, Bonnie, I got to get up. I'm on the radio this morning.
Well, I wanted to have you on because the Salvation Army, you've got some new locations and such, and we're going to get to that. But also, you have been in close contact recently with your and my good friend, and really the city of Northfield, the community's good friend, Wayne Eddy. Now, Wayne has had been battling some health issues for quite some time, and I wanted to start off by saying thank you for keeping me updated. I went and visited him the other day, but you've had a chance to see him a few times.
Yes, I have, Wayne. Actually, I complimented Wayne, and then in turn I complimented you, Jeff, because I had been on the radio with Wayne many times, and an interview with Wayne Eddy was just like a walk in the park. And I have to admit, doing this with you is the same, because you learned from you had a great mentor, and you have just done a wonderful job, Jeff. And Wayne, I've seen him five times since he went on hospice, and we talk about you a lot and about the mentorship and how you came to being at the radio station. And I also got to say, you guys do a great job on that hockey broadcast.
Thank you.
You have great guys doing it.
Yeah, we do. Jimmy LaRue does a great job, and we've got students that are working, we're working with and working for us, and Northfield Live and everything, so we're pretty proud of that. You're right about the mentorship, and I learned, being an interviewer is not as easy sometimes as it looks. And for Wayne to be in every day and get 2 hours worth of interviews and make it interesting, he's the best.
But you know what, Jeff, you'd also make, I think being an interviewer and I being an interviewee, I find it so heartwarming to be with you guys, because you tend to keep your mouth shut and just lead a person on. But anyway, back to Wayne. Wayne greets everyone. I was out to see him yesterday, and him and Julie, and had a nice visit, and I'm a little bit of his spiritual director also, which I don't always say I'm qualified for, but we sit on his bed, and of course, I always kid him that I love sitting on his bed because there's no feet down there, so I can sit at the end of his bed, and we talk a lot. He's doing really quite well. He's really doing quite well. He has had all his hospice people in to set up a schedule, and he's on regular fentanyl and some little bit of morphine as needed. Mm-hmm. So he's in no pain. He was drinking coffee yesterday when I was with him, so he can still have a little coffee. And he always talks about how he misses the radio station, mm-hmm. and mostly all the people of Northfield. We talked at length yesterday about the Historical Society and Jesse and the James Gang. Them are his two real loves, the Historical Society and the James Gang. Mm-hmm. So it's
Wayne, you're on our mind.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm not sure he's up. He don't get up very early, because yesterday when I called Julie, I wanted to go out about 9, and she said he's still in bed. Well, she called me close to 11 when he was finally getting out of bed.
So.
But anyway, on a different note,
let's talk about the Salvation Army, because we talked, you were in a couple of weeks ago, and actually we talked to you, we were on the phone, but about the this little kettle program, the smaller kettles.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call from Marco Island. You do have a face for radio, though, Jeff. That's an old line.
It works well, yeah.
That's an old line. And so do I. But anyway, the counterkiller program, we are now on our second year. Last year, we had about 30 kettles, and we raised right around $1,700. Now, this year, we bless the Northfield business community. I'm at 42 kettles. I have 42 kettles. I have a personal goal of getting somewhere around $3,000 or better out of them. But and some of these people that I have new this year, I have 13 new locations, Jeff. Marvelous. Places like Perkins, which I thought would probably never say yes. MGM Liquor out by Dundas. Mm-hmm. Blue Monday last year. I just couldn't connect with them, and but I got them. Pro Nails. I walked in, they said, oh, we'd be honored. And Elizabeth over at Solstice.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there, and she said, oh, sure, I want to do that. Coco Place right up the road. I've never even been in there. That little Mexican guy that does painting. And I gave him a little
good
spiel.
Food. Yeah.
Good food.
Good tacos there, man.
And he says, well, I would love to do it. And when I was there, I walked right across the street to Cakewalk, and that young lady in there, she says, well, I'm honored that you would ask. That's the kind of response I'm getting from these people. I'm honored that you would ask. So now I ask people, when you go in these facilities, these business establishments, just throw in your change or throw in a dollar or whatever. And, you know, we also have the bell ringers at Family Fair and out at Cub. They're always looking for bell ringers. So if you want to have a good two-hour time, go out there and ring bells because it is just a joyous, joyous time.
It's fun, yeah.
The other place I went was Culver's. Now, I thought there's no way Culver's will allow us to put a kettle. Well, it so happens that Bruce, the owner, happened to be in there doing interviews. So I waited for him. He comes out of his interview, sees me with the kettle. He's, how can I help you? I said, well, I'm with the Salvation Army Counter Kettle Program, and I'd like to place a kettle. He says, where could we put it? I said, well, by the register's best. He says, you bet, put it in. 3 days later, he gives me a call, and he says, could you stop by and empty it? I think I'll get a full kettle. And he had $61 in his kettle in 3 days. Just all right. Marvelous. But then Lampert Yards, I buy a lot of lumber that I go in there, and Andrew says, sure, why not? And Holiday Gas Station, I just went in there yesterday, I believe, and they said, well, why not? We'd love to have one. The other place I was amazed at was Walgreens. Now, usually you would think they're the national companies, they won't allow it. They says, oh, absolutely. Salvation Army is just such a wonderful, wonderful program. Eagles Club. I went in there and met an old friend, Richard Fredrickson's daughter, who manages the place now. And she said, well, sure, we'd have a kettle in here. The last place I went is I got a haircut, Michelle over at Great Clips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the 13 new locations we have, Jeff.
All right.
It's just
and
wonderful.
Folks, we'd like to once again remind you that 90-some percent or close to that stays local here. And where that goes to, the help it is probably the vast majority of that goes to crisis care, when people are in need, when they've got nobody else to turn to.
Exactly.
And, you know, to pay maybe a power bill or rent or something, help
yeah.
them find.
Yeah.
They work a lot with the local social services departments and such, and they just fill some gaps where people desperately need them.
You know, I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jeff. You're right. 90%. Sandy Perry from the Life 21 Church called me this morning and wondering about if that's right. And by the way, I got to put a plug in for Life 21. They are just wonderful. They're having a program this Sunday on Salvation Army, and Sandy Perry is doing a little chat on it, and she's just a wonderful lady. But and also, to answer a question for some people, I have a lot of people tell me they send a check to the Salvation Army, and that is wonderful. However, when you send the check, it does not end up in Rice County.
Yeah, you have to send it to Rice County. It's different than the national one, and there's nothing wrong with the national one. They do great things, too, but you can see what's going on and how it helps here.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So I encourage, keep sending checks to the Salvation Army. That's wonderful. However, you know, if You want your money to stay local. But the other thing I got to say is that, you know, the Rare Pair and Dale Finger, you know, they always had this little competition. And I'm challenging Dale to keep up with his wife because Corinne does quite a job over there. And one other little quick story, Billy Broden at Champion Sport. You know, Jeff, the beauty of my job of doing this, I've met 42 wonderful, wonderful business owners. In all cases, I've met the manager or the owner.
Mm-hmm.
We have some wonderful business people that support everything that goes on in Northfield.
Really do. Really do.
We really do. And I told my overseer, Jim Dale, I says, you know, I think I could do another 10 kennels because I drive downtown. I say, oh, there's another place I could go, you know, because I think I've only had like 4 rejections. And so it's, I mean, everybody just applauds it.
Okay. Well, folks, the bottom line is look for those counter kettles, those small kettles at local businesses, which you would happen to go to. If you're going into one of either Family Fair or Cub Foods, they have a Salvation Army bell ringer out there. Just put as much as you can. Once again, it all goes to locally and to mainly crisis help and some other great programs, too.
Yes.
All right.
One more quick plug.
Yeah.
Bell ringers, bell ringers, bell ringers. My very dear friend, Dee Dee Little, she rings bells every Saturday, and she loves it. But we need more bell ringers, so contact Jim Dale, sign up online, please, especially the week of Christmas. We're really short of bell ringers. Mm-hmm. So anyway, thank you so much.
Don, thanks for coming in. Appreciate
love
it. Thanks
you
for
all.
The update
bye-bye.
On Wayne as well. We'll talk to you again probably sometime during the holiday season.
Yeah.
Don Pavic on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.